Aaron, going back to when you were serving your apprenticeship, shall we say, and I can remember you and Ruvell Martin lighting up the number one defense, and it was a pretty good defense. And it was clear at that time as a young player, you were driven. Okay, there was something out there you wanted and wanted really bad. And I'm sure you got a lot of that stuff. What drives you now? Because it's clear you're still hungry. What drives you now?
Just winning championships, I think, and what my legacy is going to be. I think as a player yourself, you played a long time and at a high level, you realize that it's all about winning on the field and how you remember it off the field. And those are two things I take very seriously and two things that drive me. When I'm on the field, I want to be the best, and I want my team to be the best. And I strive for that and push those guys and compete hard every day to get the most out of those guys and the most out of myself. And then off the field, I think about how I want to be remembered, what kind of teammate I was, what impact I had in the community, and what kind of person I was and how I'm going to remembered. And those are two things that really drive me on and off the field to be the kind of person and player I want to be.
Aaron, over your time here, how has your relationship with Mike McCarthy evolved? Because, okay, you start out and you're the quarterback, and okay, it's player coach, and then you're a quarterback who plays really great. And then you're a quarterback who wins the Super Bowl MVP, and then you're a quarterback who wins the MVP. Has that kind of evolved to where it's a little more give and take than just player coach, here's what I want?
Yeah, if we're using the hand, I mean, I think it's you know, we won the Super Bowl, I won MVP, and he's still up here and I'm still down here. You know, the first day that Mike got here, the one thing I wanted to ask him was, how come he didn't draft me in San Francisco? I just wanted to kind of get that on the table. But we tabled that very quickly, and that was past us. And since then, it's been a great relationship that's grown and a friendship through just a mutual respect and seeing how badly each other want to win and want to be successful. And Mike puts a lot of time into this. He deals with so many other things, you know, besides just being the coach, you know, with the schedule and the media and all the other things that are pulling at him. And he does a real good of balancing all those things. And he gives me an opportunity on the field to be an extension of him and to make sure that those guys are in the right spots. We got, you know, the right kind of play on and we're executing the way that he would want it. So it's a give and take at first, and then once there's a strong trust that's formed, then you can really rely on each other and trust each other.
Aaron, I'm sure with what you've accomplished, a lot of your hopes, dreams, and aspirations as you came into the league, growing up, what have you, you've met a lot of those things, and as you have met them, are they what you thought they'd be? You have any of those moments like, well, that was good, but...
Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, that's the interesting thing about the league is I think even when you're, you know, for me personally, when I was in junior college and at Cal, you have this impression of what the NFL is going to be like. And on some levels, there's a measure of disappointment because it's not as unbelievable as maybe you thought it was when you were a 4 or 5 year old. But then on another level, it's even better than you could have imagined when you're laying in your dorm room at Clark Kerr Dormitory, you know, dreaming about playing in the league. It's even better than you thought it was. I mean, it's a full-time job. It takes a lot out of you. It's very demanding, but it's also very rewarding. There's so many opportunities that we get off the field and on the field to show the talents we've been blessed with and that we've crafted, and also to have an impact off the field. So there's a lot of, you know, this is what I always want to do. It's even better than I could have thought. You know, but there are times where you're like, oh, okay, that was cool.